Hello, Blind Cool Tech listeners. My name is Don Ball with a first report on audio. With a discussion mainly on presentation, how to play your audio files, present them in meetings and that sort of thing if you have your Bookport or any other MP3 player and you want to play audio files. Be discussing speaker systems. And I'll also be covering some digital recorders a little bit. Some of the things I've started using and worked with. Man, I love the MZB100. I've used it for about 3 years now. I purchased mine from IRTI.net. And as far as I'm concerned, it's the only digital recorder that has really replaced the APH cassette recorder or some sort of recorder that we've been used to using for several reasons. You have the capability of being able to store your recordings on a medium, whether it be cassette or mini disc. The MZB100 is a mini disc recorder. And you have editability. You have editing features on the MZB100. It could actually be better than the cassette recorder in terms of editing. You know, with the capability of being able to set your track, to be able to delete tracks, and to be able to directly access certain portions of the recording. And there's just nothing like that ability. I have several other recorders. I have an iRiver H300 series recorder, a 40 megabyte version. I also have the Eteral R1, which I plan on reviewing here. Let me say I'm not that pleased with the Eteral recorder at all. I bought it because I wanted the ability to be able to record a file and directly download it to the PC, and that is very important when you're doing this. One of the drawbacks of the MZB100 is you have to record to the PC live. And so that's why I bought the Eteral R1, but it has no journalist or business editing type features at all. Strictly an audio file recorder. There are things that you can do with music, and you can add certain digital effects processing to the recording, such as echo and mic settings, and you have voice change. You can change the pitch of the voice, make it either a large giant or a small person. You can do those type of effects. But it's really not meant for us who are out here on the go and wanting to edit the file or play around with the file a bit. You have absolutely no capability of doing that on the Eteral recorder. The main thing that I don't like about the Eteral R1 is that it uses two AA batteries and it is very power hungry. It uses flash cards, and really they should have upped the power supply just a bit with maybe four batteries or used a rechargeable battery pack. Since I've used the iRiver 300 series players, I've been really spoiled with that rechargeable battery where you can get about 6-7 hours of recording time on one charge and be able to record your files onto a hard drive and be able to bring them home and download them directly to the PC. I'm really spoiled with that, and I hope that the Eteral would have some of those features, but it doesn't, and I don't really care for that. Now, when I bought it from Sound Professionals, I purchased a high-capacity set of NIMH batteries with a charging unit, and I am using that. But those high-capacity batteries really are not the same size as AA batteries. They tend to scrub the walls of the thing when you put them in there, or the ends of the battery compartment. And it's a little difficult the first couple of tries to get a set of batteries in there. And I worry that when you start to use regular AA batteries, which fit normally, if they'll work properly after using those big batteries. So that's a problem. And I think the next recorder I buy, if I purchase another one that's digital, I'm going to make Darn sure it has good editing capabilities and it uses a rechargeable battery pack. I do want that. So I don't really care for the Adderall all that much. It resembles a fluke tester. Some sort of multimeter, if you've ever seen one of those with the selector wheel on the side with all the keys on the front. They could have used a fluke or some sort of voltometer case to build that thing into. It looks exactly like that. You have no handle to speak of. Not even a fold-out handle. And when I got the player, the case was a bit unlevel and would make noise on the table. I would expect that from a $30 tape recorder, but not from a $400 digital recorder. So I had to put some rubber feet on there from Radio Shack to level it up. It is the best recorder I've ever had in terms of record quality. You can record all the way from a 24-bit WAV file all the way down to a very low-quality MP3 file. I'm not certain if it has mono capability on it or not, whether you can directly switch into a mono mode or not. Maybe when you get down to certain recording qualities, you automatically switch into mono. But in terms of editing, it really is lackluster. It's not that good for that at all. But I'll be discussing that. But it really, the MZB100 for editability is the best recorder. Now, there is that drawback of not being able to directly download the file to the PC. I hope that Sony will come out with a new business recorder that'll give us that capability with about the same features of the MZB100 and a high MD version, maybe. The MZB100 has a speaker, but it's not that good a speaker, and that led me to this discussion that I'm going to be having with you today. To give you a little bit of information about myself, I have done some reviews on Playback Magazine and Main Menu. I did one on a scanner, I think, on Main Menu and several other things. So I'm somewhat qualified and bona fide and all of that. And for these podcasts, I think an animal has to be present. I know Jake is often present during Larry's reviews. I have my cat Charlie here, and you might be hearing some bell jingling or some noises from him here in the next little bit. But hopefully mainly my discussion. As I say, the MZB100 doesn't have much of a speaker. So you want to be able to present that material once it's edited down. And if you have it on disc and you want to run with it, you want to be able to play it on something that's going to make a reasonably big noise. You can use speaker systems from the personal all the way up to a room-filling set of speakers to present your material. And I want to tell you about a few of those things that I found. Maybe go over a couple of headphones. A couple of things that I use from day to day to listen to things when I'm out and about at work and traveling around on headphones. I use a lot of earbuds, and I like some of the earbuds that I found. I've bought probably 30 or 40 different pairs just trying to find the holy grail of earbuds. The best model, and I've come up with a couple that I really like. And I'll just tell you about those right now. Sony has a clip-on pair that I really like that Radio Shack sells. Now, I don't have a model number right with me, but it's the only Sony clip-on set I think Radio Shack sells. It has interchangeable ear caps, so I guess you can put on different colors. The channels are deliberately set left and right so that you don't get your channels mixed up. There's a dot on the left earpiece so that you can slide those on. And they're just mainly over-the-ear earphones that sound really good. Got good bass response and everything. And I really do like the Cost Plug. Radio Shack sells a version of the Cost Plug, which are like little ear plugs, you know, the industrial ear plugs that you wear at work to cut down noise. They look exactly like that, but they have wires coming out of them. You plug those in your ears, and they have terrific bass and very good tone quality. I also found a little around I think it's somewhere from $5 to $10, a real nice pair of Sony earbuds that are just the standard cram-in-your-ear type earbuds that sound really good. I got those in the last day or so at Target, I think. No, it was Best Buy. I bought them at Best Buy, and they sounded really good. But those are the only three that I've really thrown up against the wall and got to stick. Most of the others are sounded good, but were either very uncomfortable or they just didn't sound good at all. The cost plug is very comfortable, and it won't come out when you're performing a lot of activities, when you're moving around and stuff, and those Sony clip-ons won't either. They pretty much stay in place, and that's an important thing. Another product I'm finding useful with the Sony MZB-100 is the Boosteroo amplifier that I just bought, and I'm guessing the company is Boosteroo. From www.boostaroo.com. This is just a little headphone preamp that requires two AA batteries. And you plug it into your output of your player. It has a little 1-foot cord. Now you can get a model with a 3-foot cord for about a dollar more. So if you want a longer cord, you may as well go ahead and purchase that. It runs about $30. It's a headphone preamp, and what I like about it, not only does it boost the signal, you got an on switch and three jacks, but you can also connect up to three sources to this headphone preamp, and it's supposed to give you equal value on all three. The preamp is supposed to run for about 36 hours on two AA batteries, and it does work really well. When I'm in situations on the bus or on public transportation with the Eye River where it's just not quite loud enough, I can kick it up with the Boosteroo amplifier. That will also help you with a weak signal device like the MZB-100, help you drive these speaker systems that I'm going to be talking about. Well, my friends, now that we have cussed and discussed certain digital players, let's talk about speakers. If you want a personal size speaker that you can listen to in the privacy of your hotel room, or if you just want to review materials, or if you want to listen in a very small meeting room, the IMA speaker from TDK is your answer. And that speaker I'll be able to demo for you. It is a zippered CD case that uses flat speaker technology with the speaker right on the front. You have a mono version of this speaker and a stereo version of this speaker. I think it may be on liquidation, but still has a pretty good presence, at least on the internet. And I have picked this speaker up for $19.95 at Radio Shack for the mono version. I think TDK sells the directly online sells the stereo version for $35 and the mono version for $25. But it is a square zippered CD case. You open it up and you have on the very front panel, the speaker is silk covered, and you listen from the front of the speaker. It is flat speaker technology. When you open the zippered case, you have a switch to turn the speaker on in the front, and you have a battery compartment that takes two AA's for the mono, three AA's for the stereo version. And you have a mini plug with about 4 or 5 inches of wire coming off of that speaker on the front that you can plug your MP3 player to. In the middle of the case, you have places for like 12 CDs so that you could put computer CDs or program CDs, anything that you're working with in those CD cases. And on the back, you have an elastic mesh type pocket that you can put your small MP3 player, your mini disc recorder, or your CD player in. But since this thing is the size of a zippered CD wallet, it will fit in a briefcase well. It's about 5 inches by 5 inches for the mono version and double that size for the stereo version. The speaker system does have very good audio quality, and I will attempt to demo it for you now. I'll turn it on. I've had it on a Harry Potter book that I've been reading, but I'll play that, and I'll try to play a little bit of music and let you hear what it sounds like. Man, I'm sitting in organized chaos right now. I haven't used the studio in about 3 or 4 months, and I'm looking around, and there's CDs and floppy disks and papers from past reviews and 3 or 4 different pairs of headphones and all kinds of junk sitting around me. I gotta clean this mess up. I don't know if you'd call it organized chaos or unorganized chaos, but all over my scanner and turntable and PC keyboard is just all this junk laying around. It'd give you a kind of visual representation of what I'm putting up with here. And I've got the SM957 mic going directly into my mixer, and hopefully that's feeding into the PC. Well, here's this. I'm a speaker.
Chapter 30. Fee for the ministry. And the dungeon dissolved again. When it had returned, Harry looked around. He and Dumbledore were still sitting beside Mr. Crouch, but the atmosphere could not have been more different. There was total silence, broken only by the dry sobs of a frail, wispy-looking
witch.
You can
hear
it's got seat next to Mr. Crouch.
A pretty deep tone to it.
She was clutching a handkerchief to her mouth with trembling
hands. It is
hands.
A zippered case so that you can
Harry
zipper everything
Crouch
shut.
And saw that he looked gaunter and grayer than ever before. A nerve was twitching in his temple.
Got a nice little TDK
Bring
emblem
them
on the front.
In.
Let me see if
he
I
said,
can get to some music here.
And his voice echoed through the silence.
Gotta go way back. Hey, you can hear those bass notes.
You are so beautiful.
Turn it down a bit.
You're such a sight to see. You're the girl for me.
So the speaker has quality, if not size. You can hear the bass notes being plucked there and some different things. It's a fairly good speaker. It's got a good range. It's sort of silk covered. And that's enough about the I'm a speaker. You can get that at Radio Shack or at TDK. I found it at a couple of places on the internet, and you can get some really good prices on this thing. You can get it, the mono version from JRR Music, for around $12, probably double that for the stereo version. JR is at 800-806-1115. And like I say, they've got it for $12.88, the mono version. Liquidations.com sells it for $8.49 or $6.49 if you want to order a bunch of these. So, Larry, you might order a bunch of these for the book port. That way people could slide the book port in the back of it and carry this little speaker around with them. There's no carrying handle attached to it. That's the only drawback I can see with it. Of course, any of the tabletop radios would be good. Or a boombox that has an auxiliary on it. And that would fill a fairly big room. You could do a conference with, say, the Bose Wave radio. I go to my mother's quite often, and she has a Bose Wave radio, and I listen to my MP3s on it, and it sounds very good. I've got the Cambridge Soundworks radio CD740. They also have a radio, which is just a tabletop radio, that's 730. And both of those are big sounding radios, and they both allow you to plug an auxiliary into the front of them. They're both stereo with a subwoofer built in. And that's pretty good bang for the buck. The radio only is around $200, and the 740, which I have, is $349 now from CambridgeSoundworks.com, or you can dial 1-800-FOR-HIFI, 1-800-4-HIFI. The numbers for that, if you don't want to figure the letters out, are 1-800-367-4434. Get yourself a Cambridge Soundworks machine there. like I say, any boombox will do the job, but you can get hall size sound for very little money. I'm going to tell you about that. I'm going to tell you about the Big Daddy. And that's the Scott Portable Powered Speaker System. And the model of that is the SPS-1B-200. You can get this speaker system from Scott at CS Auction. That's www.csauction.com. You can buy this thing for $69, and that includes shipping. I'm going to tell you about this thing. It's pretty awesome. It is a, if you could picture your portable, your PC satellite system, that is with a sub and two satellites, with a big seal lead acid battery inside of it so that it's capable of allowing you to hook up any stereo component to it. You could run a mixer through this thing and use it as a PA system, or you could hook just your MP3 player up to it and play it. And like I say, it would feel a large, probably a ballroom style conference room. Big sound. And you could play your MP3s through that. Your presentations or whatever you have there, or do a demo. If you've got products that you need to demo, you could use this thing to do that. I paid $69 for this thing, and they shipped it free. The unit is on liquidation. It originally sold or retailed for around $300 when it was built, and it has very good quality sound. The highs are real crisp, and it sounds, they say it's studio quality sound, and I don't disagree with that. It's actually pretty good. The reason they're liquidating this thing is because it's so heavy. It weighs about 25 to 30 pounds. It does come in a soft zippered case. You slide the sub down in and zip one end up like a bag, and I would zip it so that when you unzipped it, the front of the sub would be open so that you would never have to take the sub out of that zippered case. On the other end of this oblong case is another zippered compartment for the satellites and all of the wiring. So you would take that stuff, you could wire it through the case, unzipper one end, wire the satellites and everything through the case and set them up on a shelf or up on a desk, and you could have your sub down underneath in the corner. The case is fairly nice. You can carry it with a strap on your shoulder, or it has two handles. But this thing is so big and cumbersome, I suspect that that's why they've liquidated it at such a cheap price, that for $300, people just didn't want to lug this thing around. But they say you can carry it to the beach, to your hotel room, and throw a big party if that's what you want to do, or fill a banquet-sized room with it. I don't think this thing would rival my Fender Passport, but it certainly would put up a good fight. It's fairly decent sound. So that's a lot of bang for the buck. It comes with a very long RCA to mini cable that you can connect up to your MP3 player or stereo system. It also comes with two very long wires, one real long wire and one short wire, that you can hook up to the two small satellites, and they're very tiny. And you have a big 20-pound subwoofer that hooks to all that, and you just plug your player into it, and off you go. The thing sounds really big. It's got a lot of bass. You have a switch on there for low, mid or high bass roll off. It's just a pretty good speaker system. There goes Charlie chiming up. What's going on over there? I'll tell you, when I look for a lot of these things on the web, I shop at Frugal first. I'm going to go to Frugal to look for everything. If I hear about it and I think I might want it, I always take a trip by Frugal to see just how cheap I can get it. I've bought a lot of junk, and I have a lot of junk around here, but I didn't pay much for any of it. You get significant discounts from Frugal a lot of times. And you can click a switch that will allow you to see things from the lowest price up to the highest. You'll have the lowest price displayed first, so it doesn't require much effort. You can look on about the first or second search page and find what you want. That's FROOGLE, like Google, but spelled with an F, .com. And that's going to just about do it for me. I'm going to edit this thing up and wrap it up, and I'm sure I've made a million mistakes, but I hope you all have enjoyed it, and I look forward to talking with you again sometimes. Thanks a lot.